there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Today's Friday. It is the 20th of July, 2018. We've had a phenomenal week here at SVK Crypto. We not only held our event, which was when EOS rules the world. We had Brendan Bloomer, the CEO of Block One, rock up. But we've also been really, really busy focusing and lots of exciting things that are going to be coming out on the EOS protocol. So stay tuned and we'll be delivering to you guys and bringing everyone up to speed with what's going on. I want to say a quick thank you to the WanChain team here in London, to Scott and the guys. It was great to catch up with Scott and Jackie, the founder of WanChain there as well. So listen, London keeps on delivering. But enough of that, let's get down to business. What's positive to see in the crypto sphere at the minute is definitely the volume. The volume's been building continuously day after day from strength to strength in the last week. Last Friday, we saw volume in the crypto space probably about $11.2 billion within 24 hours last Friday. Today, we're looking at figures of $15, $16 billion so far in the last 24 hours. So I think that's really, really positive because the higher volumes, the more trading that's happening. We're seeing the market cap increase as well. That's been building up from strength to strength the last couple of days. Have we seen the bottom of this market is really the question. Something that I don't have a crystal ball, so I don't have the answer to that. But from all the indications that we're seeing, it looks like positive sentiment is building. There's lots of interesting stories coming out. There seems to be small traction. We had a small increase in levels in the past 48 hours. I think they're kind of steadying off now. The weekend's really going to tell what's going to happen. But do I think it's going to go back to 800 billion over the weekend? Absolutely not. I really don't. And I think when the altcoin fiasco was happening, right? And I say fiasco, but it was really positive for the space, and it was jumping from 700 billion, 750 billion over the course of a weekend. I don't think we're going to see that so much in the build up. And I'll tell you why. It's because those altcoins, most of them were overvalued, a lot of them. There's a lot of hype around that. And it was really exciting times. You know, it's like an explosion taking place. But I think at the minute, you know, a lot of people are on holiday. A lot of people, I mean, summer is known to be quite a slow time for any marketplace, apart from obviously the holiday business. So I think it's interesting to see what's going to happen over the summer in the crypto sphere. But, you know, we're seeing a continual build. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon. We're in it for the long term. So it's going to be interesting to monitor what's going to happen over the next few days, the next few weeks, the next few months, and seeing when this is really going to take off again, because it will. It's not if, it's just when. And we need to keep looking at the volume figures. We need to keep looking at the market cap, which is $284 billion. We need to keep an eye on that. We need to keep an eye on positive sentiment coming out. We need to keep an eye on what the regulators are saying. All of this is kind of, you know, all attached to each other. So it's really interesting to see this slowly building back up again. But I think the most interesting part of all is that if you look at this time last year, the market cap was roughly the same as it was then. Was the tech the same? Was the underlying technology the same this time last year? Absolutely not. We've come leaps and bounds way ahead of that. And by the way, that's what it's all about. It's all about developing the technology that can potentially change the way I and you live and our lives itself. So that's what it's all about. And the price action is obviously something that's very relevant, but the tech is improving leaps and bounds. I think adoption is becoming greater and greater. I think the media are starting to publish positive content. I think at first they were against it, then they were inquisitive, and I think now you're starting to see a few positive stories coming out in mainstream media. I think one of those stories for sure was published in the Irish Tech Times, right? And this story was titled "Community is Power, Crypto Fund Insights with Shane Kehoe, SVK Crypto." So big shout out to Irish Tech Times for covering us. He did a phenomenal piece. And if you haven't read it, head to our Twitter at @SVK_crypto. We've got a tweet with a picture and the article on there. I recommend everyone reads it. It's a great read and extremely engaging. So listen, let's get on to the next part of the show. One of the big stories that have been circulating today is that CoinMarketCap has been accused of aiding wash trading volume figures. So let's see what they had to say about that. So CoinMarketCap has been taking flak for blindly publishing suspicious data from certain crypto exchanges. The exchange at the center of this, in this occasion, is a little known platform called Bit4x that virtually no one had heard of until recently. Though wash trading, simultaneously buying and selling on its own platform to create the illusion of high volume, Bit4x managed to leapfrog into the top 10 according to CoinMarketCap's rankings. Following the story, CoinMarketCap hit back with a blog post detailing its determination to clamp down on such behavior. It defines three issues and have been brought to its attention: fee-free transaction mining models, low fee models, and artificial volumes or wash trading. In regards to the latter, it explains, in order to ensure that their listings remain active on certain exchanges, sometimes projects are instructed to maintain a minimum level of volume. This causes projects to heavily employ market maker services and bots to trade their own coin to inflate volumes. It adds, even though we try our best to verify the data with the exchanges on our site, we are not in the practice of censoring or policing these issues. In an open ecosystem like the one we're in, we believe that the best policy that we follow closely is to over-provide on data and let users make their own informed choices about what to do with that data. Acknowledging that some entities are blatantly gaming the system, CoinMarketCap goes on to explain its decision to remove minimum volume requirements for exchanges. What this means in practice is that the platforms are not required to reach a minimum trade volume to be listed on the site. It is hoped that this will deter exchanges from inflating volume to meet CoinMarketCap's entry criteria. The site is also introducing measures such as 7-day and 30-day volume metrics that are designed to prevent the likes of Bit4x from gaming the system. The crypto tracking website has stopped short of promising an outright ban on downgrade for exchanges that create blatantly fake volumes, concluding, "Our philosophy is to provide as much information as possible to our users so that they can form their own conclusions and interpretations, and not introduce our own bias into the mix." As of today, Bit4x still stands 15th place in CoinMarketCap by 24-hour volume, with $138 million reported figures in volume and $37 million more than Bitstamp. I think it's interesting. I mean, they didn't really respond to the allegations. They just kind of blamed other people. I mean, that's quite an easy thing to do, right? Oh, yeah, it wasn't us. You know, the exchanges, they should be more open with us. But, I mean, you know, CoinMarketCap are basically doing, their job is to list everything, right? Their job is to bring everyone up to speed. And it's kind of like a place to just check everything instead of going to many different sites, check different levels. Now, what should happen is the community gets together and bypass the exchanges who are falsifying data on volume figures, basically. And I think that would probably be the best move. You know, let us know your thoughts, man. Join up the Telegram, SVK space crowd. Just type that in. You'll be directed straight to our community Telegram and let us know your thoughts on this topic, because it's an interesting one. And I think there's different ways you can go on this. The next story that's been receiving a lot of attention in the past 24 hours is regarding one of the senators that basically came out and was bad mouthing the crypto space. So here's the title: you can't ban math. Crypto unites to call out clueless congressman. In the span of a few hours, it became crypto Twitter versus U.S. Representative Brad Sherman. On Wednesday, Congress hosted a pair of back-to-back hearings on the topic of cryptocurrencies, which notably saw Representative Sherman, no stranger to controversy among crypto circles, call again for a blanket ban on buying and mining of cryptocurrencies. And while Sherman is just one lawmaker among more than 400, social media observers quickly turned their sights on the California Democrat. For example, Sherman was accused of bias because his largest donor, this past election cycle as a credit card payments firm based in Los Angeles, where his district, California's 30th congressman, is based. Sherman's declaration, and indeed the wider social conversation around the twin hearings, led to a boost for the Crypto Congress hashtag. According to data from Twitter analytics site Keyhole, the hashtag had reached over 1 million accounts and more than 2.7 million impressions from the start of the hearing yesterday to today. As for Sherman himself, whether the member of Congress has any remarks on the hubbub remains to be seen. As of press time, Sherman's office hadn't responded for a request comment. From the moment that Sherman issued his remarks, the response was, to put it bluntly, inspiring. And loads of people came out on Twitter. I mean, this is one of them from Sublime Chain. You can go follow them. At Brad Sherman, your comments and questions asked at yesterday's committee hearing about Bitcoin and crypto were surprisingly ill-informed and laughable. The next one is from Sink or Swim Time, and you can go follow them at AKASOST. Whoa, just whoa at Sherman. It doesn't matter if you're pro-Bitcoin, Ripple, or ETH or whatever. I'm pretty sure everyone can agree this guy has zero clue about this new asset class. He literally said the current system has no issues and crypto is only for criminals. I mean, I don't even know where to begin with that guy. How dare he? And by the way, as the story said, he was backed by a credit card company based in LA. I mean, so right away, he's got a massive reason to be slating cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology, because that goes against his biggest backer. I mean, that's just obvious, right? I think everyone can see that. Like, I mean, that's just corruption though, right? I mean, that pretty much is the definition of corruption. The definition of corruption, from my understanding, is dishonest or fraudulent conduct by those in power, typically involving bribery. They've paid to basically help his campaign, and they're the biggest donor. And in return, he's slating off crypto. I mean, there's a clear sign of that, right? I mean, yes, they may not be the paperwork, but he's publicly going against it. I mean, it's so obvious. So listen, we're going to have many of these situations occurring for the crypto space. Many people are going to be, the bigger we get, the more noise that is created in our little hub over here, the more people are going to start realizing what's going on, and especially the financial systems, because we're really cutting those guys out. We're really... the middlemen in particular will be cut out. But listen, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. It's a Friday. It's a beautiful day here in sunny Shoreditch, London. So listen, let's make it happen. Have a phenomenal weekend. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Remember, as always, to join our Telegram, SVK Space Crowd. Hit us up on Twitter at SVK_crypto. And hit me up, cstory@svkcrypto.com. C-S-T-O-R-R-Y at svkcrypto.com. I appreciate your time and I appreciate your attention. That's a wrap.
Listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.